Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.
Rochelle went out and picked up dinner last night. Did a little takeout.
Mm-hmm.
I will shout them out. It was at B-Dub's Buffalo Wild Wings.
It was so good.
Very good. And by the way, this is another example of, we're just mentioning it. They're not paying us. This is not an advertisement. Uh-uh. This just, we're being honest with you. This happened to be where we went, or where you went, to go pick up dinner. I was feeling like a little protein, wanted a little hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
You get some chicken wings.
Which, by the way, you're the only person I know who goes to Buffalo Wild Wings, Wild Wings, and orders a hamburger.
Well, they make very good hamburgers.
Actually, what? He's not.
No, you get the burger too?
I've always gotten the wings my entire life, but then finally one time I was like, you know what? I need to have something else. And I had their cheese curd burger, and it was great.
That's what you said.
They make a fine burger, and I really don't like getting, I mean, I guess you get your fingers dirty with a hamburger too, but I don't like getting your fingers on the Wild Wings with the sauce, and then your fingers have got that hot and spicy sauce smell the rest of the day.
I love the naked wings. They're so good.
So you use a fork and knife to eat your wings?
I do, but I get the naked wings, you know, so they're super saucy.
You know what? But you're a lady. You can get away with that. It makes you look dainty and sophisticated. If I do it, I just look like a jerk. But anyway, so Rochelle goes to pick it up, comes back and says, I'm sitting at the bar, and you weren't drinking at the bar. You're just sitting there because you're waiting for the order to come out from the back because it's a takeout order, right?
Right. I tried to place the order online because they have like an online ordering thing, but I'm so picky. I wanted like half of one sauce and half of another. You couldn't do that. So I just went in and ordered.
There's no button for a half sauce.
There's no button. So I had to order while. So I'm sitting there waiting for the food.
And there's a guy sitting next to you.
Yes.
Who attempts to take a stealth photo of you.
Yes. But I
caught
him.
How do you know this? You caught him.
I caught him.
Well, how do you know that's what he was doing?
Because he had his Snapchat up and he had...
No, wait a minute. How do you know that? You could see his screen?
He was sitting right next to me. He was not...
So you recognize the Snapchat interface.
Yes. So he had this and he was looking and I just glanced over when I sat down because he was sitting right next to me and he had his... you know, forward facing camera. So you could see, you know, that terrible angle of your face when you have the camera underneath you.
Yeah.
So you could see his face. And then all of a sudden I'm sitting there, I'm right next to him. He turns just a little bit and turns his phone, just his phone, not his face, but his phone. And then attempts to take a photo. And I turned and I looked at him because I feel like you can feel when someone is looking at you or something is looking at you. So I got that feeling. I turned and I looked and I saw my face on his screen with that unflattering angle. And I was like, I didn't say anything, but I definitely gave him the eye.
Did you lock eyes?
I didn't even look at him. I just looked at his phone and then I just...
He quickly scrambles to
exit out. Yeah, he just turned his phone back around like he wasn't doing anything. I'm like,
Did you say something?
No, but I gave him like a big stink eye because I'm like, what are you doing?
So do we think... Now, you mentioned you had on the station...
I had station logo shirt.
So maybe he recognized you from the radio station.
I don't care.
Or maybe he's trying to take a picture of your boobs. It could be one of the
other. Well, it was a hoodie, so good luck with that. But that's fine. If you want to take a picture or just say, because I have the station logo on, but like, don't be a creeper about it. That's so weird. That's weird.
You seem like you'd be less annoyed if he was trying to take a boob pic.
I would be.
You're like, I don't look good right now.
Right.
Wait till the girls are out.
Get the better angle at least.
And
don't
then
go
filter
from
that
below.
Up, Snapchat away. But not right now.
Don't take a stealth photo.
It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince for Thursday, January the 20th, 2022. Rochelle back today after feeling a little under the weather the past day or so, a little tummy issue.
Yeah, I think I just had a stomach bug or something. I'm not sure, but I'm glad whatever it was is gone.
Is long gone. And yes. we haven't done too much damage to the studio since you were away yesterday. It was just, we were kind of like the boys club yesterday.
Yeah, it's a little messy in here. The board over here does not look great.
Well, I don't know what he touched over. He shouldn't have touched anything over there. I don't know why that would be.
My chair setting is a little off.
All right, on the way, tipsy or toddler. It is a Thursday. We have lined up some callers today, and they will share stories with you. They're amazing stories. They're kind of out of the ordinary stories. It's our job, your job, to determine, did this happen to them when they were a kid that didn't know any better, or when they were a drunk-ass adult? So that's on the way. It was a little weird yesterday with just Vinny and I, because we did he said, we said, she said, he said. But today it's back. It's he said.
She said.
At 7:50. Hashtag mom. God bless us. 7:20, 9:20. That was kind of the big hit yesterday as I had my father come on to do mom confessions and talk about my mom. And he was a big hit. Everybody was texting in. I got three or four text messages. People going, your dad's real funny.
He is funny. He did a good job. I liked all the compliments I got.
Yeah, you got compliments. It was like a roast. It's like Don Rickles was guesting on the show. So there's something going on BuzzFeed today. You're going to like this, Vin. I'm not going to say what it's called because it's kind of an offensive word. Oh, I think some people might be offended by this word. But
oh, because we've never done that before, offended somebody.
All right. I can't say it. All right. Maybe it's not offensive. It just makes me uncomfortable.
Okay.
I have a line, and this is the line I just don't want to say.
Oh, wow.
I feel
there's something
icky.
On BuzzFeed that
I feel icky about this.
All
it's
right.
a word people use for the male parts, okay?
Penis?
No. It's an abbreviation for that.
Peener?
Oh, just stop.
Peni?
Peen?
Yeah, that's what it is. And I don't feel comfortable with that word. Just like I know there are some women say they don't like vajayjay. Remember Oprah said that a few years ago?
You said that.
Yeah, I said it. But Oprah is the one that's the first time I ever heard it. She said it to somebody in one of her interviews.
Okay.
I've heard women say that they feel uncomfortable with it being called that.
Yeah, well, it's like a cringy word.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So BuzzFeed has something trending this morning where people are guessing, looking at the still.
What?
Whether or not this actor actually showed their junk or if it was fake.
Oh,
if it was
really?
If it was either a prosthetic.
Like in a movie or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or a stand-in or whatever. And, you know, this is like a whole thing. I would be so. Here you go. I know we were talking about doing a podcast. This is what we should do. We should interview people that are stand-ins for celebrities when they need to do a butt scene or something like that. Like, remember we were talking about that Don't Look Up show where Meryl Streep was told. She's 100% full and back naked. It was crazy, right?
Yeah, no body double for her.
No, and there was no body double. And apparently there was big discussion because Leo is in the movie, too. And he's a pretty, you know, he's Leo. He's powerful and he didn't think she should do it. But
sure.
Anyway, you want to hear some of it? You want to take a guess at some of these?
Yeah.
In Watchmen, Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. I don't know the character because I didn't see Watchmen. Is that real or is that fake? Actual body part, not actual body part.
I did see this. I'm going to go fake.
Can you picture this, Vince?
try not to. But you know what? I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. It's real.
It is real.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's real.
Okay.
Natural.
All right.
Now,
this
is a very famous one. I have seen Boogie Nights, Marky Mark, Wahlberg.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Real or fake? It's the last scene in the movie.
I do know this because I've read about it, but I've never seen the movie. That's fake. He wouldn't do the scene.
Yeah, it is fake.
Yeah, that's fake.
So that was part of the deal when he took the job because he didn't want to.
He wouldn't be fully frontal nude. But the back is real. So when you see his behind, that is him.
You were something
the
of
cheeks are there.
Yes.
You were something of a Marky Mark super fan.
No.
I mean, when he was opening up Wahlburger locations, you would drive around to try to get a selfie with him. And you have a couple.
I have a couple.
And an autograph.
I do. Yeah.
A little sketchy.
Whatever.
I mean,
I like him.
To drive from location to location just to try and have your moment is a little.
I did it for the station, okay? I did it for work.
How about American Reunion? That's the third American Pie movie, Jason Biggs. You might remember the scene in the kitchen. Real or fake?
I'm going to guess fake.
I'll go real again.
It is real.
Really?
He's another one that actually did it.
Doesn't he like, isn't it like pushed up against a window or something?
Correct.
Awkward.
I just can't imagine doing that because when you think
in front of a whole cast of people and like these are people, especially in that movie. He's known now for a lot. Like, these are his friends.
So he's in front of all these people he knows, and there's probably, what, 30, 40 people when you're on a movie set, so that's embarrassing. And then you go you go to see this movie, and they pay you all this money, and there's the big red carpet premiere, and there it is up on the big screen to see.
Yeah.
I must be so
bold.
So weird, right?
You know how they always say, like, in showbiz and whatnot, if you're scared on the stage, picture everyone naked?
Yeah.
That's not true. You have to be naked.
You have to be naked.
That's how you get comfortable, huh?
How about, we were talking about Leo, how about Jonah Hill and The Wolf of Wall Street, real or fake?
Oh, that scene is so gross. I don't know. With him, I feel like he would do it. He just seems like somebody who would do something like that.
I actually think that might be fake because I do know at one point he was not fantastic about his body. Now he hates when people talk about his
true.
Body.
That's true.
But
yeah, that was fake.
It was fake. Okay. Yeah. But he's a funny guy where I feel like he might find that. But that scene was really gross. So
how about Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter? He did a movie called Guns, Akimbo.
What?
Akimbo?
I hope.
Guns Akimbo? No, I know he was actually...
I know he did a fully nude Broadway show.
That's what I was going to say. So he's done it. That's even worse than making a movie, because there you're, you know, people can heckle you in real time. Real or
fake?
Honey,
we shouldn't have brought the kids.
I guess I'm going to say, I didn't know he did it for a film, but I guess I'm going to say real since he did it on the stage. No,
that is not really his magic wand.
Okay.
Whoa.
Let's.
I like that. Sorry.
Let's give you one more here. A friend, you love Tom Hardy. I was going to say a friend of yours. You reference him all the time. He played Bane in the Dark Knight movie.
I am Gotham's Reckoning.
I didn't tell you to do it.
Well, I did it.
He has done it in several movies. Is it real or fake in Taboo, Stuart, Bronson, Sergeant Slaughter, My Big Brother? Is it real or fake? Tom Hardy in all of those movies.
Well, I'm going to guess if he's been in multiple
I feel like at one point or another, you got to get comfortable with it. So.
Yeah, I didn't realize that there were so many movies with male frontal nudity. Like, I didn't... Why? I've only seen, I think, the funny ones. Like, I had no idea.
Well, both of you have something to do together, I guess. And yes, that was really Tom Hardy.
Okay.
Nice.
The Bane voice, not his real voice. Well, here we go. Headed toward another weekend. Thank you for sending these in to the old CBB, the Community Bulletin Board, either on our page on the website. You can send us a little email. You can get a direct message to us. You can send a text to the studio line, however you want to communicate with us. We'd love to hear from you as we head to the weekend. There's a lot of fun events going on. Sometimes we highlight community events or people organizing for a charity, trying to give back, help a cause. So thanks for sending them all in to your CBB, just like this. There's an event being hosted by E3, Excellent Education for Everyone. I assume that's why they call it E3.
Probably.
And clearly, I'm educated. They're hosting the New Jersey School Choice Fair that goes on Saturday from noon to 3, St. Peter's University Sky Room up in Jersey City. Admission and parking are free. There'll be face painting, DJs, balloon artists, the amazing Sprout University School Choice dancers. Wow. Yeah. It's like the Dean Martin show.
Do I have to be in school to go to this? Can I just go?
There's more. Tasty snacks, beverages, and a cool photo booth.
Wow.
Get
seriously.
Registered right now. njscf.eventbrite.com if you'd like to attend. So I guess hop to it. 724 Art in Maywood is hosting a Valentine's Day pop-up that's coming up on February the 6th from 1 to 6 p.m. You can shop jewelry, candles, apparel, plants, baked goods, and a whole lot more. Get more at 724 Art on Facebook. Attention teachers, Monmouth, Ocean, Middlesex Counties, Communities Regional Spelling Bee is on. You can get the link for this, by the way, 1071theboss.com. So I know there's a lot of info here, but it's right up on our website. If you want to get your school involved, the first round of the Spelling Bee is taking place online in March. The second round is a Zoom Spell-Off March 28th, and the winner of the Spell-Off moves on to the Scripps National Spelling Bee. The Regional Spelling Bee is presented by Ashley Home Store and New Jersey Natural Gas. Again, the link and all the info on our website, 1071theboss.com. And the New Jersey Education Association drive-through coat drives are going on. We got one going on this weekend in Freehold. There's a whole bunch of them. You can get the complete list on that at 1071theboss.com, too. The coats collected through the Coats for Kids drive will be distributed to shelters, food banks, and resource centers all over the great Garden State. Just a couple of things we thought you, yes, you, needed to know this morning. See, you keep saying that there's no holidays in January, but we got President's Day coming up. I mentioned when Groundhog Day's coming up, so I like to try to enjoy and reflect on every single day that's on the calendar.
I get that, and I think you're right, and those are holidays, but when I was referring to there are no holidays or anything to look forward to, I meant as far as decorations.
Well, you can decorate for just about anything you want when you
think
about it.
I guess I could decorate in January. No, what do you decorate for in January? I guess President's Day? Do I put my 4th of July stuff up?
Well, it'd be a little bit different than the 4th of July stuff. You can put up White House-themed decorations,
no,
I guess.
I don't have that.
Put a bust of George Washington up.
Where does one get a bust of George Washington?
Well, just any local store today.
Well, this is the guy that went to, we sent him out for Lincoln's birthday with pennies. You remember that whole debacle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still haven't read that book.
He bought a $30 book.
Went to a bookstore, bought a book about Abraham Lincoln, dressed as Abraham Lincoln. So one of the strangest days of my life.
It was very strange.
He comes back. Anyway, let's not get into that whole mess again.
Yeah, that was good.
We spent most of this past weekend just binging TV shows in between, dealing with the kids being with us.
Dealing with, wow.
Well, you have to keep them entertained. There's work to be done. You're a entertainment director.
I wouldn't call it dealing with,
you're like a
but
cruise
okay.
ship director when you...
dealing it. With the children.
All right, I should finding things for the kids to do is what I meant
How
to say.
How about hanging out with the kids?
Yeah, but you can't just hang out. You have to give them toys to play with. You have to take them someplace. You have to come up with things to entertain them.
Then heaven forbid, Robbie offers Grayson a beer. Rochelle's all up in
I know. Exactly. And I wouldn't offer him a beer, just for the record. It would be scotch.
Yeah. Okay? Get it right.
I'm not a beer drinker.
To be fair, Grayson is fairly easy to entertain. He genuinely likes to take like 2 hour long baths. That's what he does.
Yeah, but I'm saying you can't just sit there and watch TV for 7 hours because he wants to do something. So because you know me, I
as
would,
you should. Well, like I don't think most people like to sit. I mean, I guess maybe one day sitting for 7 hours watching TV is okay, but like that's not.
You know how people talk about the way they feel after they get the COVID vaccine? They get those, I can't move. I just want to be face planted in bed. That's how I feel every day. That's just me. So I just want to watch TV all day.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, let me get to the point. We're doing some binging this weekend, and I hate to say, well, we're between a couple of shows. We just finished that Money Heist on Netflix.
So good.
We got, I think, an episode to go on Cobra Kai. We're watching The Crown, which is also kind of a heavy show, and I think we're in season 4 there. So I like to mix it up and do something heavy and then something lighter, I don't get bummed out.
Sure.
So we were watching, we do game shows or reality shows, and we were watching this, The Bachelor, okay? And this season in particular is very stupid, in my opinion.
Well, every season is very stupid.
What's the guy's
stupid.
Name? Channing? What's his name? Clayton.
Clayton, yes.
Yeah, not Colton. That was another guy.
Yeah, Clayton. And people are enraged because a lot of the girls call him Clayton.
And I think the reason that I can get through the show, because it's so brain dead, is that I like to heckle it. And I like to make comments about what everybody's saying, what they're wearing, what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that the girls are upset that he has an interest in one of them and not the other one. I mean, it's a dating show. That's what dating,
well,
that's literally the definition
upset.
Of dating.
Of course.
And they don't
upset.
Blame him. They blame this girl. Like she did something wrong because they fell in love. So I love to, but you know, there's videos online where people will watch something, whether it's a video game or a TV show or listen to a song and then they react to it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people, they get millions of views with people watching them watch another show.
Yes. Yes. That is a weird thing.
And
I know.
I was saying the other day, we should do a new podcast. This is what we do. I think we need to do a podcast where I just watch The Bachelor and we talk about this.
I'm entertained
by
that.
I want to get in on the trend.
I would watch that. I think that it is very funny, and especially because when it's on, it's usually the end of the night.
Yeah.
Once we've worked all day and we have watched the heavier show, and now we're drinking. So not only are we watching
but you
The
know,
Bachelor,
I can't drink too much if we were doing it because I don't want it to sound. I don't want to be Andy Cohen where it's like, oh, it's funny because he's drinking. These are really my opinions, but that's part of the concern is that I feel like if I said what I say to you, I might get myself canceled or something.
Yeah. Probably.
You know, for example, this guy looks like a big overblown Neanderthal, you know? He's lumbering around like he's got Frankenstein where he's got the big shoulders.
He's a big guy. He's a football player.
He's got a big head, big shoulders, and a skinny little waist. He looks...
He's fit.
He looks like a caveman
saying.
Is what I'm saying.
He doesn't
know.
Frankenstein's monster.
He looks like Frankenstein's monster. Thank you, Vinny.
Okay.
That's a little Mary Shelley humor here.
I hear you. I hear you.
Do you ever see that show, Vin?
No, I actually haven't.
You've never watched ever an episode?
It's been on like 35 seasons.
Your girlfriend's never asked you to watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette with you?
I mean, I can't say I haven't watched it because I know my mom's watched it and stuff, but I don't usually pay attention to it.
That's fair.
Had you ever seen it before I put it on?
You were the one who got me into The Bachelor.
And again, it's not that I even like it. I just can't help myself because it's such a train wreck.
No, you're right. It really is. And it's one of those shows where you do get sucked into it because you want to find out what happens at the end, even though you don't care. I mean, you don't care at all.
There's a number of dating shows that we watch. So Marrying Millions. We got 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes.
I don't know how I get.
Loved, yes,
I don't know how I get sucked into these things. But
yeah.
Marriage at First Sight is another one.
We binged all of those.
Oh,
like,
my gosh. Like 11. That show is ridiculous.
Did you watch
that one? That one you've seen. Well, how did you watch that one?
Because once again, my mom was watching.
Oh, okay.
That's how, and Young and the Restless. Young and the Restless is her show. I mean, I can tell you everything about
Young and the
Restless.
Is that still on?
I want to tell you this. I am not kidding. If you did a podcast where you discussed the Young and the Restless, I would absolutely download the first episode.
I could talk about it,
100%.
Too. What's funny is I actually know more about it right now because every time I'm at work or at home, it's on. And it's recording, and she's kind of behind because she works late, so she can't always watch him. So then sometimes I'll joke to her, like, oh, hey, you should have seen what happened to Nick or Victor or something.
Victor. What's up with Victor right now? Can you fill us in?
Victor's not happy with Billy Boy right now, I'll tell you that.
Sure.
He always calls him Billy Boy, too. Billy Boy.
There's a Victor on Days of Our Lives also. I probably should admit that I know this. Should, that's Jennifer Aniston's dad.
Yeah.
He's like 104. Is he still on that show? He's not dead, is he?
I don't know.
Rest in peace, Jennifer
Aniston. I don't know.
And if you are alive, it's, you know, I wish you well when you do die, I guess. Does that make any sense? All right. Another soap opera update with intern Vinny. This is what we call hashtag mom confessions. Because we search that very hashtag. Again, that's hashtag MOM mom
confessions.
And we hear from moms or sometimes people sharing things they've heard from a mom or about their own mom or sometimes even from dads, occasionally from the kids. We don't get too many of those.
No.
No one wants the rat on mom.
It's probably good.
You see that hashtag in any of our socials and we share them here every morning, 720 and 920, just like this.
And Alicia Ann said, it's that time of the year when my kids are mad at me for the house being too cold while they're literally only wearing underwear. Darling Darla 99 said, my husband just called me from the ballet studio because he can't remember the Stranger Danger password and my daughter refuses to go home with him. Hashtag 12-year-olds are fun.
Wow. Yikes.
Yikes. Shane Young said, you want to know who the biggest gaslighters are? Toddlers. Today, I saw my kid dump some flour on the floor, and when I told her to clean it up, she said, I did not do that. I love that.
I'd probably say the same thing.
You're a gaslighter. Look at you.
Yeah. Meantime, you can send in your hashtag mom. Make sure you send it to Robbie and Rochelle. We do it every morning, 720 and 920. And I have a stepdad confession, if I may. I was trying to help you out the other day. The kids were with us for the long Martin Luther King weekend because they had this past Monday off from school. So they were with us for a few days. And, you know, they wipe you out. You're tired. So you're sleeping. And I said, you know, don't worry. I'll get up because the kids have a rule where they text us unless there's a crisis going on. They'll just send a text and say, we're up. But they don't come and bother us. They don't jump on the bed or bang on the door or anything unless they're having a crisis. So that's fine. So, and it's about 7:45. So it's not like it's real early. And Grayson is up. Now, for those who don't know, he's almost six. He's 5 3/4, I guess. All right, I'll get up. I'll get him settled. And you take your time getting out of bed this morning. You want, oh,
that's very sweet.
Thank you so much. It's not a problem. I can handle this. So I get him downstairs. I put his little robe, his little slippers on him. By the way, I think he knows how to do that himself. He bamboozles me and abuses my goodwill and my soft heart. But that's okay. So we get him all set. And I pick him up. I put him on the chair. And I give him his iPad there so he can watch his cartoons. And I say, all right, what do you want for breakfast? And he said, well, how about chocolate chip pancakes? I said, well, mom knows how to make the chocolate chip pancakes. I don't do that. I don't know how to put the... This is true. Like, I have never made pancakes for myself or for any of the kids.
No?
I don't really know how to do it. So do I think I could have figured it out? Sure. Was I going to try and figure it out and look like a fool in front of a five-year-old? No. So I said, mom, when she gets up, if you still want them, can make them. Can I get you something else? He goes, well, do you have waffles? I said, yeah. You want the frozen Eggos? He goes, yeah. I said, okay. So I take out the frozen Eggos. I put them on a paper plate. I put it in the microwave. And I hit the button for 2 minutes. I figure they're frozen, so 2 minutes should be good. So I go,
oh my God.
I go to the bathroom, I brush my teeth, and I figure they should be done. I come out and I go, what the? And the whole kitchen is starting to smoke. And he turns to me, he's still watching his cartoon. He goes, it smells real bad. And I see that the microwave, there's smoke billowing out of the microwave. So, of course, I hit stop. The smoke comes out. The smoke alarm is going off. I'm like, what the hell did I do? Well, I get the paper plate. And apparently, these were toaster waffles. They were frozen, but they're toaster waffles, not microwavable. And
like
so,
all Eggos are toaster waffles.
Maybe if I put it on a real plate and not a paper plate, I might have gotten away with it. But it caused a burn through the paper plate. And that's what was causing the smoke. So the kitchen stunk. I had to throw away the waffle. It was a disaster. Downstairs. What's going on? So he got his chocolate chip pancakes after all.
I have a photo of that. I'll go ahead and post it because I've never in my life seen anyone ruin a food quite like you've ruined some of the foods that we have here in the house.
Yeah, well, we'll go ahead and put that picture on our Facebook page. And you might remember, this is kind of like the sequel. This is part deux, because not that long ago, I was trying to boil water, make some macaroni on the stove. We got a gas stove at the house we're renting. I didn't know how to make that happen, and I caused a gas leak in the house. The cat was running around in circles like, hey, dummy, I don't have thumbs, but you got to turn the stove off.
Just stay out of the kitchen.
Yeah, I guess so. Just trying to be helpful.
I know.
Thursday, January the 20th. And by the way, today, the one-year anniversary of Biden becoming president. Hard to believe a year's gone by already.
It's only been a year?
Or maybe it seems like longer. I don't know. I found something on Reddit this morning. These are things young people will tweet about, or when I say young people, I guess I should say people under the age of 34.
Those are young people.
That's what it says here.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're not under 34.
Shut up.
I mean, you're not.
Yes, I am.
I saw the medical records we talked about.
I am under 24.
You are not, unless one of the nurses lied when she filled out
they
the
did.
Certificate. Okay, fine.
I'm 28 forever.
You're 28 forever. Anyway, people under the age of 34 posted things on Twitter or whatever, and then they collect them on BuzzFeed. These are things that older people... They do these and they irritate younger people.
Okay.
According to younger people.
Okay.
Claiming the customer is always right. Employees should be allowed to stand up for themselves if someone's being unreasonable.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that's not a fantastic business practice, but okay.
Yeah, this is a thing that businesses do. No, it doesn't matter what your age is, right?
Right.
It's probably good business practice to try and please your customers. You get money.
This is why everybody's hiring.
Mom and dad are not going to pay for everything forever.
Yeah.
Vinny.
See, it's just one of those things, though. It's the mindset of the customer's always right. Treat them like they're right. But in the actual idea or the fact is, the customers are almost never right.
It's true.
So if you're a customer, if you are a customer and you think you're right, you're probably not.
You're not.
But, oh well.
Whether it's a restaurant or whatever it is, I pride myself on being a customer who observes bad behavior by another customer. And then I try to show the waiter or whatever it is that I'm on their side. You know, I try to be cool customer guy, you know? Like, hey, man, can you believe that guy?
Why do you care?
Wait till you see the tip I give you. Because I have no soul and I want people to like me to, you know.
Fair.
Try and make me feel a little better.
Okay.
Again, these are things on BuzzFeed. They found the young people complaining about things older people do.
Yeah.
Acting like it's okay to be bad at technology. My dad always says, I just have so much trouble with these computers. That's ridiculous. You need how to learn to buy things for yourself on Amazon and Google. I disagree with that. If you want to be old school and go to a store, go to a store. That's what they're there for.
I guess.
Oh, no, yeah, that makes sense.
Nothing wrong with that.
I mean,
the only way I would say how that makes sense is there's plenty of people who are, you know, 30s, 40s, whatever, or even older, who always get on young people for not being able to do stuff that they learn when they're kids.
That's
true. But we don't learn as we're kids. Yet what we learned as kids... Older people can't do.
So I got a Model T. I got to wind that sucker up.
Yeah,
this is true, Vinny. The other day, we're coming into work, and Robbie was driving, which he does. He never drives, so he's driving in, and we go to get out, and he accidentally turns the car back on instead of turning it off
because it's a
push button.
It has a button.
So he gets out.
Cars are supposed to have keys.
Okay, he gets out of the car and says, "Don't you miss the wind up cars?" And I was like, "What are you talking about the wind up cars?"
Right, obviously, I didn't have a Model T. I was just exaggerating. Okay,
you,
I'm not. I'm not 104.
I hate these dang cars. The point was,
they used to have keys at least, and now everything's just wave your key, your whatever that thing is.
Ridiculous.
And the door will magically unlock. It's weird. All right, listen, this one I agree with. Don't call me, just text me unless it's an emergency.
100%.
You know what the worst thing is? You start a little text, you say, hey, you're going to be there by 4?
And then they call you?
And then they call you.
Don't do that.
It's like, we were just texting, why? Or, it's just too much to text.
I agree with that 100%.
I mean, I like to call sometimes just because I'm terrible at like putting words into text and have it make sense, you know? I don't know, so it's just easier to call.
Do voice to text, that's what I do.
Yeah.
I can't do that either because it always mistypes it and stuff. I hate that.
You're like a little old man. You're like the guy from Up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I type a text and I review it for 5 minutes before I press send.
Listen to this. All the participation trophy jokes. Yes, a lot of us got participation trophies, but it made us feel good. It made us feel like we were really there. Why are we to blame? Because you're a bunch of little spoiled brats. That's why.
No, for sure.
You shouldn't get a trophy just for doing something. You should get a trophy if you win. That's why it's a competition.
I do agree with that.
It doesn't mean that we have to call you a loser if you don't win.
Right, but you don't get a trophy
for
losing.
But you don't get a trophy.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Or a ribbon.
What's the point of winning if you don't get a trophy?
Yes.
You know what's funny about that? When I was in elementary school, we all did a track and field day. The whole school did.
Right.
All the grades. And, you know, everyone competed. At the end, everyone got ribbons and stuff. Everybody. And I smoked some kids. And they got the same ribbon as me.
Right.
And I smoked them.
It just doesn't push you to win. Yeah, it doesn't push you to do what you
need. Isn't it funny how this kind of stuff bothers you well into adulthood? Like you never quite let it go.
It's true.
You're just as mad about it now. As soon as you start thinking about it, you know? Well, it's Cersei Thursday. And it's a Thursday tradition. Something we call Tipsy or Toddler. We did this once, and now it's turned into kind of a weekly thing where we line up callers, and each of them has a story to tell. And it's up to us, because it's a crazy story, to figure out if this happened when they were just a little toddler, they were a kid that got themselves in trouble and didn't know any better, or because they were a drunk adult making a fool of themselves and embarrassing, you know, they're ruining their reputation, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, let's start with line number one.
Yeah, so a group of us had gone to the beach, and we were about to leave, and I got it in my mind that I had to get some ice cream. And so we're walking to go, and then I also had to go to the bathroom super bad, and I didn't want my ice cream to melt, so I held them both while I squatted between two cars and went.
I'm going toddler.
Yeah,
that sounds like something a kid would do.
That does sound toddlery, unless you're doing Long Island iced teas all day.
Yeah, drunk adult.
All right, Vinny's going drunk adult. Okay. What's the deal?
I was actually a little kid. Huge shout out to the cop from Beach. He let me finish before he took me home to my parents. And, well, weirder than that, my dad's a cop at a different department. And when he was done with me, I can tell you it never happened again.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Oh, my gosh.
Cop figures, listen, I'm not the one cleaning up the parking lot at the beach.
Yeah.
That's public works.
Talk about indecent exposure here.
I wonder if your dad knows these guys, Vin.
Maybe.
All right, let's go back to line three.
So I was out with friends, and I had to go to the bathroom really bad and ended up going in a bathroom trash can.
Okay. So
drunk adult. I'm calling it right now.
Bathroom story today.
I'm going drunk adult on this one.
Yeah, all three of us are going to say drunk adult. What's the story?
This is going to sound nuts, but we were brunching, completely, having a great time, and it was, fun lady Sunday brunch. And my stomach started to cramp up and rumble, and I knew basically I had seconds to get to the bathroom. When I got there, all of the stalls were taken. So I dropped my pants, I popped a squat on the trash can, and I absolutely began apologizing to the other ladies in the restroom. And we ended up getting kicked out, but what the hell was I supposed to do, right?
Well, no.
There was a bridesmaid situation happening here.
Yeah, you remember that scene in the movie?
Coming out of me like lava.
She's wearing the wedding dress and ruins it. But when you say you pop a squat, means she's straddling the trash can? A trash can's a good 3 or 4 feet tall, right?
Well, it could have been one of the floor ones. Probably one of the floor
ones. It's like getting up on a stool without a seat.
Oh, that's so gross. No more mimosas for you.
Yeah. All right, let's do one more.
So I got on our balcony and I put my mom's phone in airplane mode. And then I threw it like a paper airplane, thinking that if it would take off. And instead it just went to the ground and shattered.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to go drunk adult. I know the situation stems for toddler as she was with her mom, but I feel like maybe she had a me and my mom kind of situation where we like to drink together, and this is drunk adult.
Vinny?
Yeah. Drunk adult.
All right.
I got to tell you, what's causing me to hesitate here is that she sounds like she's 25, 30, maybe somewhere in there.
Uh-huh.
And how long have iPhones been around?
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Airplane
mode. I feel like that's
mode.
The tell.
Yes.
But otherwise, it sounds like something a kid would do.
Uh-huh.
All right, what's the story? You got us.
I was a drunk adult.
Yes.
I came home on summer break and went out with friends and just got sloppy. And, my mom came home and she'd been trying to call me and I told her I was fine and I wanted to show her this trick about her phone.
Oh, my gosh.
Amazing. And, that's when I, for whatever reason, thought airplane mode switched cell phones to paper planes.
Oh, my gosh. I know I was talking about my mother's birthday earlier today. I don't think my mother would ever speak to me again if I did that.
Oh, first of all, she would never hand you her phone. That's true.
I feel like your mother already doesn't speak to you.
I mean, also sort of true.
It's a complicated relationship, okay? It's a complicated relationship. All right, that's how we do tipsy or toddler. Make sure to keep up with us on the socials. You can follow our page, Robbie and Rochelle, on Facebook. You can also text us anytime. Search us on SoundCloud, YouTube, wherever you get your podcast, R-O-B-B-Y, and Rochelle, not Michelle, of course. You know who I always think of with the name Michelle, by the way, is Allison Hannigan's character on How I Met Your Mother. And you were mentioning to me that there's a new version of the show, How I Met Your Father, that just came out this week with Hilary Duff And the actress played Samantha on Sex and the City, whose name escapes me. Is that right?
Kim Cattrall. Yeah, actually, while I had my sick day, I went ahead and watched it. It was really good. They did a good job.
The show was fine. We didn't need a new version of the show. I don't know. I wasn't interested.
I mean, I guess it is a new version, but it's just, I don't know, if you like the show and you want to see more of it, it's kind of a way to extend the storyline with new characters.
So just spend some money and hire the old people and bring them back for a new episode of the show. That's what they should have done.
I don't know.
Or a reunion like they did with Friends a couple of months ago.
And I do think that they should do that, but I think that they're going to kind of do like what Boy Meets Worlds did, Boy Meets Girl, how they did that, and then they brought some of the characters back in.
How well did that go for them? Not so great.
Well, they're like on season 5, so I guess not terrible.
Pulling down her pants, yanking off my own.
And Barney Stinson, Neil Patrick Harris, is not in this thing, and he was the best part of the last show with his little one-liner, so I don't...
Yeah, they tried to make a new character, a new Barney, and he's British. And I mean, he's
you
got
see what
nice
I mean? Nobody
he's
wants
got nice
that.
Abs. He's got nice abs. I'll give him that. But no, he's definitely no Barney.
Who doesn't have nice abs?
Well, his are kind of legend. Wait for it.
Uh-huh.
Dairy.
I'm kind of like Rotten Tomatoes, giving reviews for no reason of new TV and movies. I don't know.
Especially since you haven't seen it.
I know I hate it. I already know.
Well, this sucks.
All right, time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five trending stories we thought you needed to know to be in the know. So, well, here they are. Number one, I didn't even realize this was a thing, but Google has updated its white noise sound. This happened over the weekend, and many people are angry because they thought the old version was more relaxing. I guess if you type in sound to fall asleep by or peaceful sound, Google brings you a sound file. Just like if you type in, how do I pronounce this word? They have a little computer voice that'll pronounce the word for you. Did you know this?
Awesome. No, but I love white noise when I sleep, so that's good to know.
That actually stressed me out a little bit because it sounded like it, transmitter was off and we were the show wasn't on the air.
It's a little fuzzy, a little less relaxing than I think I would enjoy.
I found that to be a little stressful. We better call in Bad Boy Engineer.
Fix
the Google Nest.
I love radio.
Number two, this is great. There's a customer in line at the drive-thru at Taco Bell, and she's getting a little upset saying that everything is taking a little bit too long, and she demands to speak to a manager, somebody at a higher level, so the employee decides to just give her his cell phone number and pretend to be his own manager just to get this woman to shut up.
I love that.
I know I'm the threat of a race there high because I go in there every single night around the same time. The fact that they couldn't even take my order... At all.
It's kind of hard to hear, but he's typing in the background, just going, and just letting her talk.
Is that not exactly what a manager would do if you were to call the manager?
You go right ahead, Karen. Let me tell you, I love when people call our boss.
To complain?
Yeah, because he'll just feel like, I know, they're totally obnoxious. What are you going to do? I signed a contract. There's nothing I can do about it now.
It's true. It's very true.
Number three. Well, big news, Madea coming out of retirement. There's going to be a new Madea Netflix movie. Tyler Perry had said that he was done with the character after Madea Funeral, but he decided he's going to do Madea Homecoming.
You must never get tired of playing Madea. That must be so much fun.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Really? I do.
It's just hilarious.
But you know what it is? It's the joy that it gives to the people, just like you coming in here and how it uplifts you.
It's the joy that it gives the people. It's also the $100 million paycheck he gets every single year.
Uh-huh. I did not like when Eddie Murphy did all of the characters, when he did like the Nutty Professor with all, but Tyler Perry does such a good job. Madea is so funny.
I don't know that I've seen any of those.
Really? Oh no. My gosh, they're so funny.
He is the single highest paid actor in Hollywood. I haven't seen any of his movies. You know, I think the first thing I've seen him in was that Don't Look Up that's out right now on Netflix about the asteroid.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, maybe we have to go see the new one.
On the other hand, I've seen Beverly Hills Cop 3, so I guess I'm just a bigger Eddie Murphy fan. I don't know. Number four, you're going to like this. Because I know you're a fan of the movie Cool Runnings, speaking of old movies.
Jamaican me crazy.
The upcoming Beijing Olympics, the Jamaican bobsled team is back. It's the first time they've competed in 24 years at the Olympics.
That's so awesome. Bobsledding is so exciting.
Yeah, man. We back at the Olympics, man. Yeah.
Don't make fun of that movie. It's a classic.
I'm not saying it's not a classic. It's just, you know, not the best dialogue I've ever heard, but this goes to show how close we are that I knew you would be a excited about the Jamaican bobsled team only because of the movie Cool Runnings.
You don't know. I also like bobsledding. I'm a bobsled enthusiast.
Well, you know nothing about bobsledding, and you're not a bobsled enthusiast. It's just because you had that movie on VHS when you were a kid. My Jamaican accent was as bad as Dick Van Dyke's English accent in Mary Poppins, by the way, so I'm sorry about
pretty
that.
Pretty bad. Yeah. It's pretty bad.
That's so American.
At number five, we're talking about Netflix. They have decided they had so much success with Squid Game that they're ordering 25 other Korean television shows and overdubbing them in English, or you can watch the original Korean if you want.
Those who win all six games will receive a handsome cash prize.
On Netflix. So, speaking of accents, who needs Rosetta Stone? You can, thanks to Squid Game, you can single-handedly learn another language just by watching Netflix.
That would be pretty cool. Though I think you'd probably be learning the wrong words if you're watching Squid Game.
Is there a lot of bad words in that show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. It's not appropriate at all.
I think we mentioned we just finished The Money Heist, and that one is a Spanish show overdubbed in English. And we watched the English, but we thought maybe we should go back and watch it again and see what the actors we've been watching for five seasons actually sound like, because we have no idea. We've only seen the overdub.
Right. And it's weird because you Wikipedia'd the actors who are doing the overdubbing.
They look,
and
they look nothing like the characters.
Nothing like them. So it's kind of strange to now picture that their voice is something different. So I don't know what to do.
They do it so well, too. It's not like those bad kung fu movies back in the day where the overdubbing was obvious. You know, they do it.
Like Godzilla.
Yeah. It's Godzilla! And a new study from Harvard, bonus story for you, has found that the side effects that everybody talks about, like your arm hurting or getting the chills after getting your COVID vaccine, are probably imagined. It's like a placebo effect where you get the shot, you get the needle in your arm, you just assume it's going to hurt, and then your body actually makes it feel like it hurts when really it doesn't.
But really it does if it's actually hurting. Well, no?
Apparently they did a study and they injected half the people with the vaccine and then half the people, it was just a fake syringe. And all the people reported arm pain either way.
I've had arm pain for like 3 months, so I guess it's just a placebo effect.
You know, one of those placebo recipients, the same person's calling Taco Bell like, yes, I have to tell you, my arm's been hurting for several months now, and it's all because...
I can't hold this taco up anymore.
World famous celebrity birthday file this Thursday. Jones' daughter, Melissa Rivers, 54 today. Rainn Wilson, you remember him from The Office.
Hey, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Mm-hmm. He's 56. Comedian Bill Maher. Paul Stanley from Kiss celebrates today. And Buzz Aldrin, one of the first men on the moon. Yeah, he's still kicking. He is 92 today. Today is National Cheese Lovers Day.
Ooh.
That reminds me, I got a list out here of the best cities and the worst cities for cheese. Chicago. is apparently America's most cheese-loving city. The worst...
Wisconsin?
Oh, Madison and Milwaukee, I guess, are both in the top 20. But the worst place to be if you love cheese, Honolulu.
Yeah, it would melt, right?
I guess they don't have any cows out there on the island. I don't know. Today is also National Disc Jockey Day, and boy, aren't we doing that holiday proud right here. You've tuned in.
Oh, yeah.
You've tuned in for a real celebration of great radio.
It's He Said, She Said... With Robbie and Rochelle.
Well, I'm going to have to just keep my mouth shut for this whole, because I could go on and on for the rest of the broadcast here.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to stay out of this, okay?
Okay.
But it's a worthy question, because I certainly have plenty myself. Is there something silly, odd, weird, perhaps unnecessary, that you have a very strong opinion about?
Okay.
Now, maybe you have a cause where you get to the polls and you vote for it because you feel strongly, you really believe in it.
Uh-huh.
Not what we're talking about here. Maybe you have a passion. You're into painting, woodworking, working on a car.
Mm-hmm.
Not what we're talking about here.
Okay.
You're all about your family. You do anything for them. Your pet. Not what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
Something really silly that you feel very strongly about. You know what? I will give you just one, just as an example to set the tone.
Okay.
I hate those little pieces of paper between slices of cheese. We were talking about Brie earlier. There's one thing Brie's got going for it. It doesn't have those little paper slices.
Yeah, you do hate that.
Hate them.
That's another one of those things you like me to buy the generic brand because you don't want the slice, you don't want the paper in there.
The generic brand is cheaper. They don't get the money for the little piece of paper. I like that.
Can I ask you why? Why do you hate? Why
just an extra step before I get to eat the cheese.
Maybe it'll slow you down
a little.
And also,
whose little fingers put those little pieces of paper in there? I don't like it. What kind of trickery is that?
Okay.
Oh.
Mine would have to be that I think that like 90% of people who back into parking spots are wasting their time.
Nope.
They're wasting my time.
We've already talked about this. I'm not litigating this again.
They suck at it.
Nope.
They suck.
Fine. We're not doing this again. You got to give me another one. I'm not getting into this with you again.
All right. Then the toilet paper rolls have to be hung overhand, not under. And if, even if I'm at a weird place, I will change somebody else's. I've done it at work here. If it's hanging underneath, I take it off the thing and I put it the right way.
Now, wait a minute. You've gone into someone's home and done this?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Have you ever gone to their house again and noticed it's again the wrong way?
No, I don't. I have at work.
Because I figure you would definitely go and check such a thing.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, there's somebody here, when they replaced the toilet paper roll, they put it wrong every single time.
Is it possible a person just doesn't know any better?
How do you not know better? It goes over the top. Don't put it underneath.
I know, but you haven't. I feel like the people that do it, and I agree with you about the way it's supposed to go. Uh-huh. I do agree with you.
Okay.
I just feel like there's some people, because it is a difficulty, depending on the make and model of toilet paper dispenser.
Well, figure it out, especially if it's in your own house.
I feel like they just don't think of it. You know, they don't know that there's a right or a wrong. It's not that they're intentionally.
Yes, they do.
They're intentionally putting it upside down.
There are many debates about this. They know. It doesn't go underneath. Don't do that. You're being lazy. Stop
if we could figure this out, maybe there'll be world peace. You
maybe.
Know? Maybe we can move on to world peace. We can figure out toilet paper and cheese. That's going to be the name of our next dish supper and show.
There you go.
We're toilet paper and cheese.
Can I be the cheese?
Now appearing here at Branson, it's toilet paper and cheese. Welcome to the stage. Burning plenty of time for you. Something silly that you feel very strongly about. It's your he said.
She said.
It's something silly. We're just getting underway, your he said.
She said.
Something silly, mm-hmm. Something non-consequential that you feel very strongly about. Now, I don't know if this one would count because I think there are some people who would argue it is an important thing. But I feel very strongly that seatbelts are ridiculous. Now, if you want to have seatbelts in your car and you want to wear them, fine. Uh-huh. But I don't like them. So okay. I should be allowed not to wear them. And I understand that they save lives. And I understand that if I, God forbid, get hit by a car, I'll be flying across the road and that's the end of Robbie. Mm-hmm. But that's my problem, isn't it?
I guess unless you fly into somebody else's car and then cause more destruction with your body.
Is this about my thunder thighs again?
No, I'm just saying anybody projecting out of a car is going to be.
The chances that I project out of the car.
You don't know that, though.
And then torpedo someone else's car with my body is pretty small.
But it could happen.
Hey, listen, I'm not saying that you don't buckle up your kids or any of that. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. But just if it's just me in the car and I don't want to wear one, shouldn't that be my choice? You know?
I mean, it's a law. So there are a lot of things that people may say, shouldn't I have the choice? But it's a law.
I suppose if it's a law, then you got to do what you got to do.
It is a law. It's not an opinion. It's a law. Any police officer will tell you to buckle up.
But can't I feel strongly about this regardless of whether or not I can change anything about it?
But that's not really a silly
thing. I'm not going to stop the guy with the little teeny fingers and the pieces of paper between the cheese either, am I?
That is a silly thing. The buckle thing is not a silly thing. That's a law.
It is a silly thing.
To you.
Right. So can I have that opinion? See, I knew you would disagree with me on this.
Maria said, clapping in an attempt to emphasize your point makes you look silly and adds nothing to your statement.
Mm. I do that when I laugh sometimes. I don't know why I do it.
Yeah, I clap. But if you're like, clapping to make emphasis does not do it. Like, I get that.
If you're like a preschool teacher, maybe that you got to keep their attention.
I don't know. There are people who do that.
Or if you're doing an air check session with some of the DJs that work for me.
Hello.
Pay attention.
Listen. Trina said volume must be even or multiples of five.
Okay.
And Rich said breakfast can happen anytime, day or night.
Yeah, I don't think anyone disagrees with you on that.
My mother would. She thinks that you only eat pancakes and eggs and stuff, like it's only a morning thing.
Well, you know what? You're not living your best life, Dawn. I'm just telling you. Because there ain't nothing wrong with a stack of
buttermilk
pancakes any time of the
day
or night.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go to line one.
Knife licking.
I'm sorry, say knife licking.
A knife licker.
For it or against it?
Against it.
Okay.
You know, I just have to say here, so sometimes you'll see a sign on the wall of a restaurant or something like that, and it'll say, for example, no balloons or alligators allowed in this place. And you think to yourself, what the hell happened that they had to put a sign up that says no balloons and alligators? So I ask you, what happened that led you to have a strong opinion about knife licking?
An internet date with a knife licker.
There's a whole story there. I know it.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, was this guy in a circus or? You know what? I guess it's none of my business.
Well, he wasn't like swallowing knife.
Look what I can do.
But it was like, you know, after every weird stab of a steak, like holding his fork like a child, gripping it like a child, then he would like lick his knife after every bite. It was just weird. Ugh.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Holy cannoli. Wow. That's quite a story. All right, Jerhi said.
She said.
More answers coming up. Something that is really inconsequential, kind of weird, a little unusual, a little silly, but you feel strongly about it.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Something that's kind of silly, not exactly going to change the world, but you feel very strongly about it. What would that thing be?
Brian said pineapple is good on pizza.
Pineapple is good on pizza.
Hmm.
We've talked about this several times. I know. I mean, I'm an Italian-American, but that is not a traditional thing to put on your pizza. I think it is good in pizza.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with
that. That's fair. Whitney said, I could not care less, not I could care less. The first means you don't care. The second means you care too much. Thanks for listening. It bugs me.
You know the one that I always think about? Because I always want to say, I'm always inclined to say, irregardless.
Oh, and
what you should be saying is irrespective.
Irrespective, yeah.
Irregardless
or regardless.
Or regardless.
Right.
Irregardless is a word, but it doesn't mean the way it often gets used.
Right, exactly.
There's several words like that, and I'm always thinking of those, and they stress you out a little bit because you don't want to sound like a boob.
I get that.
Saying the wrong thing.
It's frustrating.
You know?
Yeah. Alan said, I hate decorative mailboxes. They are quite possibly the stupidest thing ever.
I will see that, and I will raise you this, is the people that put the antlers and a reindeer nose in their car.
Wow.
Ridiculous.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
All right.
Humbug.
Strong words.
Let's go to line two.
Which way the toilet paper goes?
That's not silly at all.
To be.
I feel as though this is probably settled, because I feel like we've talked about this, that there's, if you Google it, experts, whoever they are, will tell you it's supposed to flap from the top, not from the bottom. Is that correct?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think that's the official.
You know what I think really goes on here with the toilet paper is there are people who care, and the people who care and know they're right put it going over. The people who just don't care or pay attention and just put it on there, put it any way they want, and it happens to go underneath. I don't think anybody actually means for it to go underneath. That's just my opinion on that.
Probably not, but it feels wrong.
I agree.
Listen, I wish it could be me, but it won't be. But I wish it could. It's a multi-million dollar idea for somebody to redesign the roll of toilet paper, because it's difficult, especially when you're first starting. Why do they stick it?
Do they put that tape on there?
Because then it makes it, you rip it, and then you get that one strand that rips around. It's just a whole deal. We shouldn't have to think about whether or not we put it top or bottom. So the guy or the woman that comes up with the multi-million idea how to better distribute toilet paper will be rich beyond their wildest dreams. That's all I'm saying. All right, back to line three.
Blinkers. It drives me up a wall when people do not use their blinkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, also illegal. I mean, come on.
Right, exactly. Especially when they're parallel parking and you're like, what are you doing? Are you slowing down? Like, are you turning? What's happening here?
Now, what's your opinion on the people who drive with the blinker on? Because they forgot to turn it off when they're merging.
I hate that too.
The worst. What are you doing?
I'm going to take it one step farther, and I feel like you and I are going to be two peas in a pod on this too. The people in the wintertime who do not clean the snow off the roof of their car, then it's blowing at you, you know, at 55, 60 miles an hour on the highway.
I hate it, but also I'm only 5 feet tall, so it's really hard to get the snow on top of my car sometimes.
I'm with her. I'm like, I can't reach. I'm sorry.
Well, now I feel bad. I never considered that, so now I feel bad. I'm sorry. So it's something kind of silly that you feel strongly about. We'll keep this going. You can still text us or on our socials if you like. Maybe we'll read a few more in a bit. It's sure he said.
She said.
Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.